Coach, you had to be really proud about your team's effort. A little shorthanded coming into tonight, but you guys were right there, had it close to having a chance there at the end, but fell a few points short. It felt like everybody that you played tonight here definitely stepped up.
You know, everybody did step up. You know, they came in and they knew that they were going to put a lot of pressure on Erica, and those other girls went to the hole. They looked for their open shots, and they got themselves to the free throw line a lot. So, you know, they really stepped up and learned a lot. I think they learned a lot tonight.
And coming in here, it was, you guys were hot shooting. 6 of 6 to start the game, and I kind of joked, it felt like Cimarron called the fire department to cool you guys down there, but they went on that big run, but that was a huge run. You withstood that, had a chance there in the third quarter to within 3, to within 5 in the fourth quarter, and you know, this is a young team that I thought, even though they lost tonight, really grew up there and proved that they can play with a lot of teams.
You know, they did. They really stepped up defensively and put some pressure on some girls. They were really attacking the basket. So, you know, I do. I think they really stepped up. They learned a lot, and now we're just going to keep building with that and say, you can do this every game, not just tonight.
I thought your defense was pretty good on Michaela Miller tonight. You hold her to half of her season average, made other players on the court beat you guys, and you did. And I think that's a testament to what the kids bought into with the defense.
You know, our goal was actually to keep her to under 17. So, you know, keeping her to 12 was even more positive for us. We did a great job of knowing where she was at on the court and not giving her any open shots. And we just, you know, knew where she was at. And the girls really bought into everything we asked them to do today.
And Erica had a big night. She started off with the game's first 7 for you guys, ended up with 21 points, but you knew that they were going to be all over her tonight. And, you know, her 21 points were definitely hard earned, but you also had some other players that stepped up big. Kendall Gentry hit a couple big shots there in the first quarter, ended up with 6. And how about Avery Lewis? She was pretty solid throughout tonight.
You know, Erica, you know, knew she was going to have to step up and do her job. And she did, and I'm very proud of her leadership and that kind of stuff tonight. But Avery, you know, she really came out of her shell tonight and really took it to the basket and was looking to score. You know, I'm super, super proud of her effort and what she did. Kendall just kind of continued to grow and keep building on what she's already done in the past few games.
Well, I know it's a loss, but a lot you can take out of this. You'll have 2 more big games before the Christmas break. You head up to Colby on Friday night to face a pretty good Colby team.
You know, they are. They're going to be quick and scrappy, and they can shoot again. So, you know, we just need to really regroup, bounce back, and be ready to play another hard game. And, you know, we want to get this one on the road. You know, it's always hard to play in Colby, but these girls are ready. They're determined, and they want to get another win.
Well, Coach, once again, thank you for the time. A good effort for your team tonight, and we'll see you later on here this week.
Thanks, Adam.